Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
Asshole. Sell that bullfang and buy an ICOM.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
KC8 YVF Mobile.
KC8 YVF. KC8 POA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day?
Well, it slid by kind of quick, faster than I wanted, that's for sure. I didn't get everything accomplished I wanted to get accomplished, but I made a dent in it.
Well, that's hopefully what I get to do tonight. I didn't get everything that I wanted to get done. Wife made a little change in plans for me. She wanted all of the Christmas tubs down from the garage attic so she could start working on things around the house to decorate. So that's what I spent. I get that done. I've still been working on a 3D wheelchair project for Kitty. So the first one I made was not tall enough and not wide enough. I found a same guy that had that one made a different profile of three different sizes. So I said, okay, I'll make the biggest one. Well, that one was the right height, but way too wide. So I had to do some dimensional changes to that to make it narrower. And there were the main frame and then two additional legs. Well, I printed the two additional legs and forgot to take into account I had changed the frame of the main frame. So I had to do some experimenting. I did some measurements, but when I went to the two little arms, additional arms, those measurements didn't pan out the same way to slide into the groove. So I think I got it dialed in. I got to just print it when I get home.
This is Casey at YVF. Rick, you're still in there?
Special weather statement.
KC8 VOA.
All right, Rick, I'm still here, KC8 YVF.
Yeah, you were talking about making the wheelchair for the kitty and that, and I had to run upstairs to answer the door. So I didn't copy the rest of that. Anyways, you found a model, and it was long enough but too wide, and did you manage to narrow it up?
Yeah, that was fairly easy for that. I printed just the main body of it, and I changed one of the Y-axis to make it more narrow. But then there are two other pieces that extend the length of it down the body of the cat. Well, with those, I didn't take into account I had changed the Y-axis for the main thing, so I didn't change it for the other. So anyhow, I printed them out. They were too big to fit in the groove, so I kept making some changes. So I think I got it dialed in now so that I can get it to work tonight. I tried to print it this morning before I left, but for some reason, the cloud service for Bamboo wasn't working. It stuck at 30% and wouldn't go any further. so I didn't have time this morning to mess with it, so I'll come home if I have to. I'll just recycle the printer and save my file that I've gotten and try it again, and it should work.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, there was issues. The wife had some lights that wouldn't turn off this morning because of their on the cloud and so forth, and she's thinking, oh, this problem. No, it's a problem on the cloud. You don't have the internet service. We have internet. I said, I understand we have internet, but if they don't have it on their end, it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So I will try it again tonight. Like I said, I tried it several times and got 30% and quit. So that, and I had to change the spool. The color that I printed in, I ran out when I did the main body. So I did some test prints on just some black PLA and getting low on that one too. So I'm going to have to change out some spools, but instead of trying to finish off that little bit of blue and then put in another spool, there wasn't a lot left, so I have a thing that I printed out so I can make kitty springs. The cats love little springs, so I use leftover from, if there's not a lot left on the end of the spools, to make cat springs.
Yeah, I've done a few of those, and he just turns up his nose. He's a finicky cat, that's for sure. But you throw a wire tie down or one of those rubber bands for the hair, and he's right after it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You buy them an actual factory-made cat toy, and they don't even look at it. But like you said, they'll go looking for rubber bands or for the twist ties off the bread or something like that, and they love to play with those. But yeah, I got a couple cats that like these springs, and we were buying them at the pet store, but yeah, I mean, I don't know where all they went. They're in the house someplace. We have to have 200 cat springs someplace in that house. I don't know where, but they're there someplace, unless they ate them, because they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, one of these days you'll move a piece of furniture and you'll find them. That's about the size of it. He's got a bunch of those fluff balls and stuff like that he likes playing with, and you buy him some, and he'll have some, and then you don't have any, you know. And then I have to get the yardstick out and start fishing around under the buffet and underneath the china cabinet and all the rest of that stuff, and out they come. So, yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Oh, I know. We flipped most of them they play with in the family room. And there's a sofa and the two chairs and a couple of tables. And we flip the sofa, we flip the chairs, and get what we have out. Wife found a treasure trove. I hadn't looked back there lately. Between the refrigerator and the wall in the kitchen, she found like 20 little crinkly balls. One cat loves the crinkly balls. It is a ball, but it's got like aluminum foil mixed in so it makes a noise, and he absolutely loves those. And then I got a couple other ones that love just the springs, so they're someplace. Like I said, they're all in the kitchen or the family room where they are all at, and there's only so many places. And I pulled the stove out, I pulled the refrigerator out, we flipped every piece of furniture, and we'll find some. But like I said, over the years, there's 200 someplace. Because I don't think they just deteriorated or they ate them, so at least I hope they wouldn't. We'll find them some. I even took off the registers and looked down into the ductwork. I'm thinking, if they got one through there, that's pretty good, but who knows.
Yeah. Well, they're miracle workers at times. They can do the strangest things. Our cat doesn't like the foil fluff ball, but he likes the Mylar ones. The Mylar and the yarn ones, he likes those. But the foil one, no, he don't hardly touch it at all. But that Mylar one, he goes crazy over that one.
Yep, they all have their own personalities and their own likes for what they have. So I heard the repeater stated that we got a special weather statement. I'm not sure what for. But out here right now driving home, I had to clean ice off my windshield, so it was freezing rain basically on my windshield leave from work. So I imagine that's what it's for. It's going to be for light snow and freezing because the roads are all wet here. It could turn into a mass skating rink later on.
That's the wife said they were turning to slippery. She came home from Bay City, and she said, yeah, they're starting to slick up. So just be careful out there. I've got to go to church here a little bit, and we'll have to see how it goes. I did throw the windshield cover on, so I shouldn't have any ice on the windshield, but the rest of the windows will probably have a coating on it. So it's that time of year, and I thought it was going to warm up for the weekend, but I'm not seeing that in the forecast right now. I think it's supposed to be 8 degrees, down as low as 8 degrees tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and my wife's car was kind of sputtered starting a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, so I'm not looking forward to that again. They always do that in the middle of the winter. And hers, if you want to keep all the programming, you got to keep some sort of 12 volt on the system while you change out the battery. So I don't have one of the ones that plug into the socket underneath the dash. So my thought, at least at that, one guy said, just put jumper cables from another battery onto your cables of your battery when you remove them, and it'll continue the current. Or I thought the other way is just put a battery tender. Hook my battery tender on it, which is 12 volts, and hook those onto the cables when you remove them, so again, you still have 12 volt power going. And the tender won't matter if you plug it back in to the new battery. You can leave those on to the point that you tighten up the cables to the new battery, but it's just getting out there in the driveway in the middle of the winter to do this stuff.
Oh, yeah, they put those batteries in a very convenient location to get at. I know I had a tough time with the wife. I had to hook a jumper up in order to get the seat to move ahead in order to get to the battery because the battery's underneath the seat. So, not fun. Not fun at all. But they do have, you do have a cigarette lighter adapter. You could take a 9-volt battery and attach that to there and get by that way. That's one of the ways they do that, is they plug right in the cigarette lighter adapter with a 9-volt battery, and that's usually enough to hold it.
Yeah, something on it. Hers is under the hood, so you got to get under there, and then you have to remove another control panel, so you've got two other cables you have to remove to pull back this panel that's got several other cables attached to it, and a grounding strap that's on it, so that has to be disconnected and moved out of the way, and before you can get to the battery. Battery's straightforward, at least. There's a cover that goes over it to protect the whole battery, so just pop that off, but then you've got to do the other, and of course, it wants to do it when it's, 12 degrees outside in a gale force wind, so... That's the case. I got to stop by the bank here on the way home and pick up some money. We donate every year $20 to a fund to buy gift cards for the bosses. So they give us a bonus and we buy them a couple $100 in gift cards. So that's I got to turn in. I got Friday off, so I got to have that turned in tomorrow, so I won't be there Friday.
Okay, well, sounds like I had two grandkids just showed up, so I suppose I should meander my way upstairs and see what's going on before I have to leave myself. So I will chat with you later, and have a good night, and just be safe. KCAYVF, KCAVOA.
All right, Rick, yeah, good timing. We'll talk to you later. Be careful out there, 73 KCAYVF clear.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening. 1800 hours. Snow. 27 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.